The U.S. District Court has ordered four Hawaii farms to pay $2.4 million to Thai workers who were exploited, discriminated against, and subjected to abuse. Beverly Hills-based labor contractor Global Horizons, with the knowledge of local farm managers, committed those acts from 2003 to 2007.
Global sought impoverished Thai nationals, enticing them with false promises of high wages, steady work for 3 years, because they were stereotyped to be docile and compliant.
Anna Park, regional attorney for the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, represented 500 Thai workers in the class action lawsuit.
A common theme in varying degrees at each farm was inhabitable housing, insufficient water. They went hungry. Some speak of using rubber bands and rocks to catch birds so they can eat. The lack of medical attention when they were hurt. Suspension, arrest, detention, and at times, deportation.
Thai worker Likit Yuan, age 43, mortgaged his home and borrowed money from family to work in Hawaii. EEOC investigator Mimi Chu translates.
I was told that the recruitment fee would be roughly $8,750 plus 50,000 baht as an insurance against me running away. However, I would earn about $9 plus an hour and free housing.
Yuan continues to pay off his family loans. Kam Juan Namwi Chai, age 53, was sent to the Big Island to work in a remote area.
I was made to live in a crowded field house where I had to share one bathroom with 26 other Thai workers. The bus that Global used to take us to the work site was also crowded. Sometimes when the bus was broken, we were forced to ride in the dump truck.
Namwi Chai found another job on Oahu. Alun Farms in Kapolei was implicated earlier, but was not named in the current federal lawsuit, and there is no pending litigation. Del Monte Fresh Produce settled its case last year for $1.2 million, and the latest ruling raises the total cash settlement to $3.6 million. Again, regional attorney Park.
Mac Farms will be paying $1.6 million. Kauai Coffee will pay $425,000. Captain Cook will pay $100,000. Kalena will pay $275,000.
In addition, Kalena Farms and Captain Cook Coffee have voluntarily offered 47 full-time and seasonal jobs for the workers, valued at another $4.9 million.
If you ask any of our claimants, that is all that they wanted, a chance at the American dream.
The trial for the last defendant in this case, Maui Pineapple Company, is scheduled for November 18th in U.S. District Court. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.